And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
So a very distraught client called me last week. An employee of hers had quit unexpectedly and walked right out the door to join a competitor with a flash drive jam-packed with customer data. What could she do? Well, the first question I asked is, was there anything in writing? Was there an employment agreement, a non-disclosure agreement, something that addressed her handling of the trade secrets and her acknowledgement that that customer data belonged to the company? I also walked her through the fact that she might have claims both against the employee as well as the new employer if the new employer had knowledge or encouraged her to take that information when she left. One of the big problems in enforcing trade secret misappropriation claims is up until very recently, you had to deal with the law of all 50 states. What if her employer was leaving Maryland and going to Virginia? Which law would govern? For a long time, it created a lot of confusion about what the rights of small business owners were to protect their most proprietary information. Well, Congress really helped out small business last year by passing the Defend Trade Secrets Act, the DTSA. The DTSA is little known but new and important law that basically finally federalizes trade secret law. All of trade secret law's brothers and sisters, patents, copyrights, and trademarks, were all governed by federal law. In fact, in some cases, going all the way back to the U.S. Constitution. But trade secret law was governed by the 50 states or common law or courts. Now you have the advent of a federal statute to help protect your most proprietary secrets. But you've got to take action. Make sure that your company policies, your employment agreements, and your non-disclosure agreements with both employees and non-employees are modified to invoke critical provisions of the DTSA. Protect yourself and your most valuable and tangible assets. Congress helped you out. Now take advantage of this law.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.